Mary had a little man.
Blah, blah, blah.
We believe that all men are created
equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Oh, everybody, it's Triple Match Friday, you bastards.
A trio of presidents inside Radio City Music Hall. Presidents Biden, Obama, and Clinton presenting a united front as the race for the White House against another former president, Donald Trump, kicks into high gear. The star-studded fundraiser featuring late-night host Stephen Colbert.
Can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy?
I told him this before you get sworn in. I said, I'll give you three strokes if you carry your own bag.
We got three presidents in the building tonight!
The event also included Lizzo. Performances by Lizzo, Queen Latifah, and Ben Platt. The Biden campaign, which did not allow reporters to record video inside the event, says it raised more than $25 million, a record haul. Actress and comedian Mindy Kaling joked about the high price tag to get in.
It is such an honor to be in this room with so many rich people.
Earlier in the day, former President Obama arrived with his one-time vice president on Air Force One. NBC gained access to the live stream early, where the three presidents sat down for a pre-taped campaign interview.
And we're just getting started. So let's keep going. Let's win this November.
Yes, let's do that. Let's choose that. Let's say that that's what we're going to do and that's what we're going to be about. Yes, let's say that. That was amazing. That was freaking amazing. Not that you would know or I would know, because they didn't let any cameras in. What the... You know, I'm telling you, Democrats, they just, the messaging game is not their thing. It's just, but I do wonder, I mean, they raised $26 million. The money game, yes, they're good at the money game. The momentum gig, not so much. They had all these stars on a stage last night. They had freaking Lizzo out there. They had Queen Latifah out there. Mindy Kaling out there. Mindy Kaling, you know, from the little clip that I saw. The rest of that joke was, it was so great to be in New York City in a room full of so many rich people supporting people who are going to raise your taxes. That was the joke. And it was funny. And why isn't it on the TV, especially if it's hosted by Colbert? I mean, it's all packaged together. All you got to do is turn the on switch on. Donald Trump goes to like bum-f Ohio, okay, into the backwoods, into the hinterlands, into, these hollers and turns on, a camera and invites right-side media broadcasting. And the next thing you know, you got, a million viewers. Really? From some backwoods, holler in, southeastern Ohio. We are at Radio City Music Hall across the street from Fox News, next door to MSNBC and Premier Radio Networks, right? And they don't know to turn it on. I don't know, everybody. But it looked like fun. Anyway, they raised $26 million plus dollars. And I was sitting there wondering, apparently great minds think alike. How many Bibles would you have to sell? How many atrocious pair of gold sneakers would you have on the shelves ready to ship out if you were going to do $26 million? Well, I'm glad you asked.
How much would Trump need to sell to reach $25 million? You know, he's selling those Bibles, those God Bless the USA Bibles. He would need to sell more than 400,000 of those to reach $25 million. And he would, and those, remember those Trump Never Surrender sneakers, he would have to sell approximately 62,657 of them. So that's why he's looking forward to that big fundraiser next month. Because simply put, this type of stuff, this gimmicky stuff, ain't going to get him there.
Ain't going to get him there, but it will be on TV, his gimmicky stuff. It's all over the TV. It's free TV. It's free advertising. I mean, that's why he does it. That's why it's so kitschy. That's why it's so weird. That, you know, like, God help us if, you know, his supporters ever opened the Bible and actually read it. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, that will never happen. But he would have to sell over 400,000 bibbles in order to, match what... But it wasn't on TV. And you know, if it's not on TV, it didn't happen. You know that, right? Been saying that since radio. Since I was on the radio. You know, people would call me and go, you are amazing. You're the... Yeah, but I'm not on TV. And if it's not on TV, it didn't happen. I did not happen. So, but yeah, a lot of money last night. A lot of money. I would have loved to have heard. I mean, and there were protesters outside, too. There were protesters. And I'm sure they would have wanted to be on the TV. You know, protesters outside. Can you imagine if there were protesters outside of a Donald Trump Radio City Music Hall appearance? There would be, there'd be a Bible at the end of the story upside down being held. But you would have the military. You would have, tear gas. You would have stun guns. You would have little green men with no ID. Do you know what I'm saying? You understand, right? And the full military command would be walking out with Donald Trump to beat back those protests. You would not really want to be a protester in a Donald Trump second administration. You really wouldn't, because you're going to end up in a camp, okay? But right now, you could be a protester. You can. And God knows I was a protester. I used to protest, war all the time. So kudos to you, baby. But it was drizzling. It was a bad hair situation. And yet people were out there. And, you know, Biden actually addressed them. They were apparently, interrupting the gig. They were screaming and yelling and stuff like that. Yeah, don't do that to Lizzo. Oh, no. I would not mess with her set. Truly. She'll go all P. Diddy on you. But honestly, he actually addressed them and he told them, listen, we're trying to do as much as we can to let Netanyahu know that the civilian casualties have got to end, that aid has got to go in. You know, we're trying very, very hard, you know. But he did say Israel's existence is at stake. And I would have liked to have seen that exchange. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you have liked to have seen that on the TV? I would have liked to have seen that on the TV. But this is all we got. We got the one golf joke, and we got this one.
A real inflection point in history. Things are changing. This guy denies there's a global warming. This guy wants to get rid of not only Roe v. Wade, but he brags about having done. He wants to get rid of the ability of anyone anywhere in America to ever choose. I mean, all the things he's doing are so old. Speaking of old. And, a little old and out of shape. But anyway.
And orange. Yeah, his ideas are orange, old, and out of shape. They are. They're very old. They're like from the 30s. That's how old his ideas are. But they made a mistake. This should have been on the TV. I mean, the whole country would have watched it. What was on last night? Nothing. Nothing. Everybody's brackets were being busted, right? And then it was all over. There was nothing left to do, right? So why not show this? Why not show this on the TV? Just asking for about 300 million people. Asking for my friends. So if you're going to call me up and say Democrats really suck at messaging, okay, I get it. Don't say it over and over again, because when you say it over and over again, it becomes true. And it's already true. You don't need to make it true. $26 million. $26 million for the re-election campaign. Trump, just so you know, has $37 million. But... and that's because when you give to Donald Trump, yeah, it goes right into his legal, $100 million in legal bills he has. $100 million. That's what it takes to game the system, just in case you were wondering. If you ever wanted to do it, be prepared to do a GoFundMe and raise $100 million. And then you will be able to pay all the lawyers to delay. Most people tell their lawyers, get this over with. I want my day in court. All things.